One bloke's going to be instrumental in guiding, trying to guide the Wallabies across the line in the Bledisloe Cup happening this weekend is Bernard Foley. He joins us now in camp, so much fitter because he's been flogging himself and the team have been absolutely getting drilled by the coach. Morning, Bernie.
Good morning, lads. How are you doing?
How are we feeling, mate? How's the body fat, fitness, the whole deal after what's been a pretty excruciating couple of weeks for you boys?
Yeah, well, the silver lining for the team's not doing too well in the Super Rugby was that we had this pre-season style start to this season, and it's been really good for us to work hard, to work together as a big squad, and as I said, improve our bodies, get us in the best shape we possibly can coming into this weekend.
Not lacking match fitness?
I suppose that's the one hurdle that we haven't crossed yet, and that's is playing against an opposition. So we've done everything we can as a big squad and to get ourselves right. But I think we'll find out on Saturday night.
Do you look at the All Blacks, Bernie, and see what they've done in the last couple of weeks, having those couple of trials, and think maybe perhaps we could have done something similar like that rather than the running up the hills and we've hearing taping nostrils and mouths and that kind of stuff at
mouths,
the same time?
They let them breathe through their nose.
Oh, right.
Yeah, there's a few unorthodox techniques there. But I think, what we were able to do as a squad was it was really valuable in terms of going forward and building a platform and a base. And, a lot of guys coming into their Wallaby setup for the first time, they understood now what the standards are and also what's required to play at test match level. So not having the game... I suppose the trial matches like the ABs have, we've actually been able to replicate that in camp here, playing 15-on-15 with two sort of full squads and making sure we're trying to replicate game scenarios at training.
They're sometimes just as fiery as playing a game, isn't it? When you've got
you want blood.
The dirt trackers on the other side, the guys who are in the reserve jerseys wanting your spot. So it's obviously been quite intense with Czech around there, obviously guiding the ship.
Yeah, definitely. I suppose... in the start of these games, everyone's putting up their hands to get in that first jersey. So the competition has been fierce. It's been taken to a next level. And I think just that guys challenging each other, guys challenging guys in their own position, has been something that's really good. And that competitive nature in and around training has been pushing everyone to another level.
All right, Bernie, how do you beat them?
How do we beat them?
Yeah.
Just with relentless pressure. I think the way we've seen... through the line series and then also what we've been practicing here is just going for us to go to another level and then to go over there and just maintain a level of pressure that we can withstand for 80 minutes.
And that's the one. I mean, it's not a secret. You just got to put pressure on these guys because they can crack, no doubt about it. And they, like everyone, you make poor decisions on the way through. Bernie, will that pressure be helped by the return of Kirtley, Beale, that is, obviously from his UK stint? Mm. And is he ready to play? Because he had that hamstring injury over in the UK.
Yes, I suspect he's ready to play. He came back with an injury, but he's been in the rehab and he's done everything right to put himself in position for selection. So I'm actually got the room with him the last couple of weeks and he's been great to have back amongst the squad. His energy and his excitement level, I suppose, being back is pretty infectious around the squad, and I think he's come back with a better understanding about playing in big matches or playing that Northern Hemisphere style rugby, and he's sort of brought that back to us a little bit, but it hasn't stopped his ability to attack or his excitement for running rugby.
How much does that help you in taking the pressure off guiding the team around?
Yeah, I think we see the game quite similar, Kirtley and I. So having another playmaker or another guy, another voice outside you, another set of eyes who wants to exploit the spaces, the defenders is always something that is helpful for the fly half or a playmaker. And the more we can be on the same page and the more we can have those attacking threats, the better we're going to be.
Will you kick for my man Israel?
We've seen that work in the past, so I don't think we go away from it.
Just keep doing it, mate. Just keep going there.
I think he's a threat that we have to exploit and he's definitely a threat with ball in hand running and also with those high catches.
That try he scored against Scotland at the stadium was just quite phenomenal. And you're trying to explain it. Yes, the catch was right, but obviously your kick, Bernie, has to be spot on at the same time. So, yeah, just keep knocking that boot. Wear a bit of your boot out by hitting at the same spot every time. Absolutely.
Yeah, and, you know, the AFL invested a lot into Israel, so we might as well use it.
Absolutely. Nice little barb to finish on, Bernard. Good luck, mate. Play well.
Thank you very much.
Now, the last time, here we go, for two tickets to the Bledisloe Cup.
Yeah, right.
It's that simple. We've got a double pass, two tickets to the Bledisloe Cup on the weekend at ANZ Stadium. Be the first correct caller through on 13-53-53. Name the man who kicked the winning goal to topple the All Blacks last time we beat New Zealand. It's that simple.